Nolte, Feminist Superhero Madam Web Tanks at Box Office. By John Nolte on February 16, 2024. The Sony/Marvel co-production of Madam Web grossed just $6.05 million on its opening day and $2.15 million on day two. This pretty much means it's doomed. By Monday, this $120 to $150 million, including promotion costs, clunker might hit $20 million. Worse still, moviegoers hit it with a C-plus cinema score, which is the kiss of death for word of mouth. Here are all the excuses you'll hear from the sycophants in the entertainment media. Bad reviews killed Madam Web. Madam Web shouldn't have opened midweek. We're still not over the pandemic. Bigoted America refuses to see movies that don't star white men. And yet, Bob Marley, One Love received terrible reviews. Is a biopic about a black man, opened on the exact same post-pandemic day as Madam Web and grossed a record $14 million on opening day. It also earned an A cinema score and should land somewhere over $35 million by Monday. But pandemic. But bigots. The only thing that has changed at the box office is Hollywood. It's not the pandemic or bigotry or streaming or whatever other horse manure these apologists come up with. If the film industry produces something that appeals to us, we will show up in droves. The problem is not the customers, the problem is that Hollywood sucks. Hollywood is ruining everything with its obscene obsession with identity politics, smug lectures, and deviant sexuality. Movies made for normal people still make money. Just yesterday, for the second time since it was originally released 26 years ago, I watched Rush Hour, 1998, with Jackie Chan and Chris Tucker. At the time, I remember enjoying it and the sequel. Well-paced, good action, a few laughs, but nothing special. Well, I gotta tell you, after 7 years of woke tartary, Rush Hour plays like a crowd-pleasing masterpiece. I had a great time watching a movie that 26 years ago felt usual. All Rush Hour and its two stars cared about was putting on a great show, and they delivered. What had been the norm feels like a miracle today. Top Gun, Maverick feels like something that somehow snuck through the woke ministry of killing all your fun. All these failures, Star Wars, Marvel, Indiana Jones, Terminator, Men in Black, Wonder Woman, Harley Quinn, everything related to the Disney grooming syndicate, and the industry refuses a course correction to what everyone knows works, entertainment. Hollywood is basically CNN now. It can either change or die. No one can force you to go to the movies or subscribe to a streaming service. And after 7 years of this crap, Hollywood's push to rewire human nature into something that will accept homosexuality, lectures, and virtue signaling in place of sensuality, complicated characters, and universal themes is a total failure. What should I do tonight? Should I watch Madam Web or Rush Hour 2? I love watching movies flop. It's a lot more entertaining than the movies. Get a free autographed bookplate if you purchase John Nolte's debut novel, Borrowed Time, Bombardier Books. This novel is a high-wire narrative that meditates on life and death and God's eternal presence. I read this book in one sitting and look forward to reading it again. This is, quite simply, a great American novel. Robert Avrake, Emmy-winning screenwriter Body Double, A Stranger Among Us. After your purchase, email jjmnault@hotmail.com with your address and any personalization requests.